Nolte, straight, white male Jake Tapper steals Brooke Baldwin's CNN job. By John Nolte on October 6, 2020. White males dominate far-left CNN a whole lot more today after it was announced Jake Tapper stole Brooke Baldwin's afternoon anchor job. KNLAW, which prides itself on being a social justice network, just booted Baldwin, a woman, from her 2 afternoon hours and replaced her with a white male, Jake Tapper. And all of this happened against Baldwin's will. As the election gears up, the political maestro at Jake Tapper will hold down my hour and his for the coming weeks, Baldwin wrote in an Instagram post. Wish I was with you, but I'll see you on TV. On the flip side of the election, she added. When someone asked, why are you taking so many weeks off at such an important time? Baldwin answered with, not my choice. Not my choice. So now ratings failure Jake Tapper, who's become the Keith Olbermann of 2020, without the high ratings, has stolen a job right out from under a woman. Baldwin also made clear that KNLAW's decision to replace a woman with a straight, white male had nothing to do with her health. Back in April, Baldwin contracted the coronavirus and beat it. So there was some speculation her illness might have something to do with this. Nope. Baldwin told another fan, I'm okay. I'm healthy and I'll be back. But will she? Baldwin, who's been with KNLAW since 2008 and has anchored an afternoon slot for 10 years, is damaged goods now. KNLAW is telling the world she's not up to the job anymore. That maybe never was up to the job of anchoring cable news hours during a pivotal presidential election. And Tapper did her no favors by agreeing to damage her in this way, by agreeing to steal her job. Tapper's public face is that of a woke feminist eager to boost women. But his private face, his real face is that of a liar and schemer. A backstabber poisoned with ambition, a man ready to do his part to humiliate Baldwin if it means more TV time and money for Jake Tapper. He didn't have to agree to this. He could have made a public stink that probably would have saved her job. He didn't. He took her job. He publicly humiliated her. Listen, Brooke Baldwin is nothing to write home about. She's not very bright, and as she enters middle age, there's not much reason to keep her around. That's not the point. The point is that a far-left news outlet that constantly lectures the rest of us about how the world needs to look past straight white males and embrace the diversity, and a far-left news anchor who himself embraces this racist and sexist tripe, have both just proved they don't really believe it, that they don't want to play by their own rules, that when it comes to a little more TV time and money, Tapper's more than happy to say, step aside, little lady. You belong in the home. This is a man's job, honey. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.